Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to the Eagles update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles on the practice field on Tuesday, and they ran through their paces. It was closed to the media, but we've got some footage for you here of the Eagles going through their paces. Now, as far as the depth chart is concerned, Chip Kelly saying that the quarterback depth chart is even Steven, with Nick Foles and Michael Vick sharing the reps at the position on Tuesday. In the defense, a hybrid. At times, the Eagles showing three down linemen. At times, the Eagles showing four down linemen. Those missing the practice, center Jason Kelce, not yet cleared after tearing his ACL last year. He took part in just some limited work. Also not participating in this practice, defensive end linebacker Chris McCoy, as well as tight end Evan Moore. As for Kelly, he held a press conference on Tuesday, went for longer than 25 minutes with the media. Here are some of the highlights from his banter with the Philadelphia reporters.
A lot of positive things. First off, everybody was here. I think we had 74 total guys participate today. Guys running around, good tempo, good pace, good energy. I think the 2 weeks we had of off-season program with our strength coaches kind of prepared those guys a little bit, you know, so that they could get in and get an understanding of what we wanted to get accomplished. So what we really want to do is get a lot of reps on film and then get a chance to go break the tape down as coaching staff and start teaching these guys and have them understand. But what they've done so far in the first day was impressive to us as a coaching staff. And it's just exciting. There's an energy around here. I think our players are excited. The coaching staff's excited. So it was fun for all of us just to get back out in the field and do some football again. You know, we're not preparing for a game. We're just trying to see if we can, you know, implement our offensive schemes, defensive schemes, and special teams. And, you know, after day one, it was we felt like so far so good. I want to come out of it with the best players, you know. And you know, hopefully my goal is that we have a lot more drafts. You know, so you could say it's your signature draft if it's your only draft. So I plan on being here more than 1 year. So our whole goal is can we improve this football team? And that's it. But I don't look at it as this is a defining moment of what we're doing. And when people look back 10 years, 20 years, you know, who was the pick and all those other things, that I'm not that deep, I can tell you that. So we're just trying to get the best player we can.
A lot of excitement at the NovaCare Complex on Tuesday, of course, even drawing in one of the all-time greats, former safety Brian Dawkins, watching practice from the sidelines. And afterward, he told us what he thought of the level of energy with these Chip Kelly Eagles.
It's a lot of movement. I think it's going to be some things for guys to get used to. A lot of reps for these guys. Some things, like, once again, to get used to. But I love the energy. Obviously, being new, guys are hopefully understanding they have to go out and earn some things, earn some positions. And as soon as these guys buy in to what's going on, the better off they'll be.
We're live on Wednesday, 2:30. The show starts with Eagles Live as Philadelphia gets back to the practice field, the second of three practices for this pre-draft minicamp. And on Thursday, the NFL schedule will be released. We'll have full coverage right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me on the Eagles Update.